Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah Masechtes Ahalas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so sometimes there are only two steps. Reuven touches the mace, Shimon comes into contact with Reuven, that's where it ends. Reuven is tummy for 7 days, he's an avatuma. Shimon is tummy only for a day, he's a Rishon Letuma. Sometimes there are three steps. A Keli touches the mace is an Avi Avais HaTuma, the Keli stays in Avi Avais HaTuma. That Keli touches another Keli. That step two Keli goes down to Avatuma, but it's still Tamei Tumas Shiva, like the first Keli. And if a person or a Keli touches the Keli that touched the Keli, they become Tamei, but only on the level of a Rishon Letuma. Because when a person or Keli touches an Avatuma, they go down to Rishon Letuma, and they're only Tamei for the day. Sometimes it goes to a fourth step, and our Mishnah wants to know when. Masechtes Ahalas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Arba. How do you have four steps away from the mace? Zok the Mishnah. Kelim Noigin B'mes. Step one is again, we have a Keli that touches the mace. So the Keli, like the mace, stays on the level of Avi Avais HaTuma, like we discussed earlier, that's learned from the Pasuk. Person touches a mace, he goes down to Rishon Letuma. A Keli touches a mace, the Keli stays Avi Avais HaTuma. Now, the Adam Bekelim, a person touches the Keli. So a person touches the Keli, what happens then? That person becomes an Avatuma. The Kelim Ba'adam, what happens to the Keli that touches the person? Now the Mishnah tells us a big chiddush. That Keli stays an Avatuma. Wait a second, so you're telling me now something brand new. You're telling me the first set of Kelim that touched the mace is an Avi Avais HaTuma? Person that touches that set of Kalim is an Avatuma, and the Kalim that touched the person stays an Avatuma? Correct. Tamei and Tumas Shiva, we'll soon see why. Verevi. But if there's a fourth step over here, meaning whether a Kali or a person touches the Kali that touched the person that touched the Kali that touched the mace. Let's go the other way. The Kali that touched the mace is one. The person that touched the Kali is two. The Kali that touched that person is three. The fourth step is a Keli that touched the Keli, or a person that touched the Keli that touched the person that touched the Keli that touched the mace. Bein Adam, Bein Kelim, whether this last step, step four, is a person or a Keli, that person or Keli becomes a Rishon Letuma, the Tamei Tumas Arev, and is only Tamei for the day. So there's a big chiddush here. The real big chiddush here is step three. You're telling me the Keli that touched the person who's an Avatuma stays an Avatuma, doesn't go down to Rishon Letuma. That's why there's a step four. That's why the Rishon Letuma is only step four, the Keli that touched the Keli, who touched the person who touched the Keli, who touched the mace. How do we know that? The Pasuk says, Koil hoireg nefesh, v'chol negea b'cholo, v'chibastem bigdechem, you should wash your clothes by Yoyim HaShvi on day number 7, utahartem. Who does the Kol Hoirik Nefesh refer to? It's not the person who touched the mace. It already says, Nogea Bechol, the one who touched the mace. But rather the Kavana is, if a person killed someone else with a sword, the sword that touched that mace is an Avi Avais HaTuma. The person who's touching the sword becomes an Avatuma. And now what's the Torah saying? That his clothes have to be washed on day number 3 and day number 7. Only an Avatuma has 7 days. That means that the clothes, the kelim that touch an Avatuma, stay tummy for 7 days. And it doesn't just mean the clothes he's wearing. It means any keli. So we now learn a new thing from the Pasuk. Kelim that touch an Avatuma, stay an Avatuma. And that's the reason you can have four steps. Once again, the mace is in the Avi Avais HaTuma. The keli that touches the mace, that's step one, stays in the Avi Avais HaTuma. The person that touches that keli goes down to Avatuma. But the keli that touches that person, that's our chiddush here, stays in Avatuma. Step three, the keli that touches the person who touched the keli that touched the mace, stays in Avatuma. And Mimela, if that Avatuma touches either a keli, another keli that would be step four, or another person that would be step four, like any Kali or person that touches an Avatuma, that last Kali or person, step four, is a Rishon L'Tumah that is only Tumah for the day. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, it seems that four is the last step, right? Only four steps away from the mace. Yesh li chamishi, I can show you a case where even a fifth step would become Tumah. And here's the case. Hashifud hatachiv ba'oil. We have a tent. In the tent there's a mace. And the tent has a pole that's keeping the tent up. That pole is in the middle of the tent. It's holding up the roof. Ha'oil, the tent, v'hashifud, and the pole, v'odam hanogeya bishfud, as well as the person who touches the pole after they took the mace out of the tent. The kalim ba'odam, and the kalim that touched that person, Tamei and Tumas Shiva. They're all Tamei with 7 day Tumah. That's only four. Okay, we're not finished. Hachamishi, enter step five. Bein Odom, Bein Kalim, whether five is a person or a Kaili, a fifth item. Tamei Tumas Arv, that would also be Tamei for 1 day. Let's try to understand what Rabbi Akiva is teaching us here. Let's remember what Rabbi Akiva is looking for. He's looking for a fifth extension from the mace that could still receive some level of tumah. So once again, Omer Rabbi Akiva, let's see the words again. Geshli, I have a case where a person or a keli, chamishi, that is five away, could still become tumah. We have hashufud hatachev ba'oil, a pole that's holding up the oil, and there's a mess in the oil. Ha'oil v'hashufud, both the tent and the pole holding up the tent, become an avi avois hatumah. The Adam Hanageya Bishvud, a person that touches this pole afterwards, this is after the mess was taken out, he becomes an Avatum. The Kalim, and the Kalim that touch this person, they are also an Avatum. Remember, when we learned, Kalim that touch an Avatum stay an Avatum. So how do I get five? Tell me what's one, what's two, what's three, what's four, and what's the fifth. One is the tent. The tent, the mess is in the tent. The tent becomes an avi avos hatumah. Step two is the pole that's holding up the tent. That's also an avi avos hatumah. Step three, this is after the mess is taken out, the person who is touching the pole, he goes down to avatum. Step four are the kalim that are touching the person. They stay in avatum. Step five is the person or kalim who touched those kalim? Let's go the other way. We have a person or kalim who touched kalim, that touched the person. That person touched the pole. Then you have the pole itself and the pole that became tummy from the oil. The oil is one. The pole supporting the oil is two. The person who touches the pole, he's three. The kalim who touched the person are four. And five is any other or kalim that touched the kalim that touched the person. The tent is an avi avos hatumah. The pole is an avi avos hatumah. The person who touches the pole is an avatumah. The kalim that touched the person are also an avatumah. But step five, the kalim that touched the kalim that touched the person go down to Rishon L'Tumah. So hachamishi, ben odem, ben kalim, whether it's a person or kalim, that touch these kalim, they're only tamei tumas arev. Amru lo, the chachamim said, we don't consider this five. Because ein ha'oil mischashiv. In other words, you're counting the tent as one and the pole as two. But we're saying we don't think the pole became tamei from the tent. The pole is tamei on its own. Let's say the oil did not become tamei. Yeah, it's possible. There's a mess in the oil, but the oil is made out of something that does not become tamei. The pole still becomes tamei, because it's in the oil of a mace. So mamela, we don't agree that you're going tent, pole. It starts with the pole. So you don't have five, you only have four. In other words, the Chacham are saying whatever is in the tent is like the mess itself. Then the Vatanu says a different chiddush, which we won't get into. Now he says that it could be even if the pole was not in the tent, but it touched the tent from the outside, it still doesn't go down one. In other words, if the pole was in the tent, even Rabbi Akiva would say, so what do you mean tent, pole? It's all one thing. The reason Rabbi Akiva is saying from tent to pole is one step is because the pole touched the tent from the outside. So the tent is one. The pole that touches the tent is two. The person that touches the pole is three. The kelim that touch the person are four. And the last set of Adam or kelim that touch those kelim, they're five. Only thing that's left to be understood is, so then why do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva? Why do they count even the pole that touches the tent from the outside the same as the tent? So we're going to see more about this later on. They hold that the whole oil is like the mess itself. There's no separation between the mess and the oil. So it's not like a pole touching an oil that became tummy from the mess. It's like the pole touching the mess itself. But again, we'll see more about that later on, Bez Hashem.